Second Coming Chapel Message Series number 248, where we deal only with the Second Coming of Christ. Turn in your Bibles to Psalm 72. Give the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness unto the king's son. He shall judge thy people with righteousness, and thy poor with judgment. The mountains shall bring peace to the people, and the little hills by righteousness. He shall judge the poor of the people. He shall save the children of the needy, and shall break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure, throughout all generations. We have read this passage, I believe, two times. It is a rather long passage. I hope that you can remember it. If not, read it yourself while I'm preaching or after I'm finished. But we're going to stop right there. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we praise you and we thank you for your goodness, your love, your mercy, your grace, and your might and your power. We are weak, but we know that you're strong. And we pray that you'll give us your spiritual, mental, and physical strength, and grant us the unction and the anointing and the power of your Holy Spirit to preach your holy word. Have mercy and grace upon all of us here and everybody out there who names the name of Christ. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins, our failures, and our faults. If there's anything in our lives not like you, that you're not pleased with, continue to show it to us and help us to confess it and to repent. And Lord, fill us all with the fullness and the power of your Holy Spirit. And we pray that no one grieves and quenches your Holy Spirit. We pray, Lord, for the salvation of those who don't know your Savior. We pray for the revival of those who do. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would continue to rebuke and bind Satan, the devil, and his demons and his hosts. Lord, from this time together around your holy word. And Lord, rebuke and bind the satanic spirit of Judas and Sanballat, Tobias and Demas in the lives of people here and outside of here. And give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. And help us tonight to remember the second coming of Christ, and to remember that it is our blessed hope, no matter what's going on in this world. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. You may be seated. Ladies and gentlemen, George Mueller said, the great man of prayer, who lived by faith, he said, there is an intimate connection between the life of the Christian here and the enjoyment and the glory in the day of crisis appearing. And then Samuel Rutherford said, the figure of the passing away world. 1 Corinthians 7:31 is like an old man's face, full of wrinkles and foul with weeping. We are waiting when Jesus shall be revealed from heaven and shall come and wipe the old man's face. Ladies and gentlemen, in our last message, we continued looking at the hope that we have for the second coming of Christ based upon the Israelites and how they had hope for the first coming. Based upon the covenant that God made with King David and the blessings he bestowed upon the kingdom of Israel. Last week we saw that Jesus' reign, secondly, will be a reign of peace. And we talked about that. Unlike this world today, where there is no real peace outside of Jesus Christ in your heart, even though people lie and say peace, peace, when there is no peace. So thirdly, tonight, Jesus' reign will be a reign of totality. Our passage reads, he shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth. They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and of the isles shall bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall offer gifts. And the world is set up for this, in a sense, through the kingdoms that have already passed, but the and also the monarchy in Great Britain. Have you noticed in the videos and news shows how that the Queen of England, she can land in some remote part of Africa, and the leaders and the people who could barely speak the Queen's English, they know to bow, they know to show respect and to bring gifts and all of that. And that's how it's going to be in the future, but in a greater way with King Jesus, Lord of Lords, King of Kings. Yea, all kings shall fall down before him, all nations shall serve him. In our sin-cursed world, many of us fear the rise of totalitarian regimes and ideologies. We are worried about the increasing amount of government control and surveillance in our lives, especially when that government could very easily become an enemy to Christianity, like the government of China and North Korea. And by the way, things are getting worse. You're being surveilled right now and you don't even know it. I wrote a book titled How to Be Happily Surveilled, because you are being watched right here in America, and more now than ever. All across this country, all across the globe. And I feel, criminals are in trouble. Because they can be out in the middle of nowhere, and there's a camera somewhere that's going to catch them commit their heinous crime. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, 666 is coming. In fact, it is here. Amazon announced just this past week you can start paying with your hand. And the devil has been conditioning people for this for years. You can pay for whatever you buy for, whatever you buy with your hand now. So, beloved, we worry about the possibility of a one-world government. So many people worry about that now. We have good reason to fear overly powerful authoritarian regimes in this world, as long as they are run by depraved human beings, lost human beings who don't know God, who hate God, despise God, who are atheists and agnostics. Has done like the leader of China. Somehow he has changed the constitution and basically has stated that he's going to be president for life. And that's not good. But a day will come, beloved, when we will welcome an absolute world monarch and monarchy with open arms, because then the world will be run by the infallible, loving King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. King Jesus is coming to rule and reign. He will not come as a babe in the manger this time. He's coming as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Just as the kings and queens of the ancient world made tribute and gave gifts to King Solomon, the presidents and prime ministers and kings of this world of the future will come from all around the world to Jerusalem to pay tribute to the leader of the only one world government worth obeying. The totality of Jesus' rule will be a wonderful thing. Not only all crime, but all sin will be eradicated. Peace, righteousness, and justice will be the supreme law of all of the lands of the earth. And he will rule with a rod of iron. As this contentious election year approaches and is upon us, take hope in knowing that whoever wins, there will come a time, beloved, when all nations will serve and be led by the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That is your blessed hope. And that is the reason why you need to stay in a good Bible-believing soul-winning, Holy Spirit-filled church. And by the way, it does not have to be a mega church. It can be a small church, but a church that faithfully preaches the Word of God and reminds you not only of the birth of Christ, the crucifixion of Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, but the second coming of Christ. You need to hear that. Otherwise, you will lose hope, as so many so-called Christians have done. There's something about the preaching on the second coming of Christ. Not only the reading about it, but the preaching on it, that will help keep true hope alive. And you need that blessed hope in your life. With so many things coming unraveled, living in perilous times, dangerous times, dying times. Dr. Tony Evans said the other day that death is the greatest killer. Death does not play. You need that blessed hope. Whenever you have a baby sleeping in his bed and he gets shot and nobody knows who did it. When a grandmother who has traveled around the world is getting ready for bed at night and she gets shot in her house. We're living in perilous times. Young people are dying. Millennials are dying. Baby boomers are dying. Generation X, they're dying as well. Seems like every week there's 10 to 20 funerals in just a small area. Trouble is on the left, trouble is on the right. Christians are falling apart, getting caught up in the apostasy, getting caught up in politics. Some Christians act like they love their president more than they love Jesus. On both sides. Wars and rumors of wars keep hope alive. Keep your mind on the second coming of Christ. Keep your mind on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Stop worrying. Stop fretting. Stop quitting. Stop throwing in the towel. Stop not praying. Start family devotions again. Keep hope alive, the blessed hope, in your heart, in your mind, in your life. Otherwise, you will not make it. You will fall by the wayside like so many others who used to be standing for Jesus. Stand up for Jesus, holding up the blood-stained banner. And now we can't find them. R.G. Staples said, Jesus is coming again. Shout the glad tidings, the good news proclaim. Jesus is coming, a king on his throne. Jesus is coming to welcome his own. Jesus is coming, redeemed ones, be glad. Put on the garments of beauty, be clad. Watching and waiting, be soon he will come. Come in his grandeur to welcome you home. Jesus is coming, O sinner, awake. Free is salvation to all who partake. Drink at the fountain that flows full and free. Mercy and pardon are offered to thee. Jesus is coming. That is your blessed hope. I have nothing for you other than the gospel of Jesus Christ and the fact that he's coming again. If that can't cheer, if that does not cheer your heart, I have nothing for you. Oh, I can break down into some hollering and screaming and move your emotions, but as soon as you get to the car, as soon as you get home, you won't be happy anymore. But you can stay happy with the blessed hope in your heart, your King, Jesus Christ, is coming again. Let's all pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise you and we thank you, Lord, for the blessed hope. We thank you for coming the first time to die on the cross for our sins, to be buried and to rise on the third day. And now, Lord, using your chosen people, the Israelites, and the hope they had in you, those who were a part of the, who are a part of the Hall of Faith, Lord, we are now hoping in the blessed hope, the second coming of Christ. And Lord, we thank you for it. And we thank you, Lord, for the ability to believe it and to have faith, like the Israelites had in your coming the first time. And Lord, now we have that same faith, knowing that you're going to come the second time. Lord, we pray that by the power of your Holy Ghost, you will help and move upon the hearts of your people to keep the blessed hope alive in their hearts, that they will not quit and throw in the towel. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray that you'll save those who are lost tonight and revive those who are saved. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray and forsake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are not a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, I urge you to trust in him, to believe on him, because he is coming again. And you do not want to be left behind. Here is how you can place your faith and trust in him for salvation from sin and the consequences of sin. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. And so have I, and so has the Pope, and so has Joel Osteen and everybody else. For the Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. There is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. The reason why you and I die is because of sin in our lives, our sinful nature. We sin by choice and we sin by nature. Our bodies go to the grave, our soul goes to hell if we don't submit to Christ and believe on Christ and trust him as our Savior. And believe in our heart that he suffered, bled, and died for our sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. So thirdly, accept the fact, dear friend, that you're on the road to hell if you have never repented and trusted Christ as Savior in your life. Hell is a very real place. Hell is a place like New York City is a place. Hell is a place like France is a place. It is a very real place. That's why Jesus suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, to save your soul from that awful, eternal place called hell, the burning hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28 in one of his sermons, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. hell is a terrible place. Hell is bad news, but I have some good news for you. You don't have to go to hell. You need to get your eternal life insurance policy, just like you have car insurance policy, health insurance policy, life insurance policy. You need your eternal life insurance policy tonight, already signed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, "that he gave his only begotten Son," Jesus, he was speaking about himself, "that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ. He paid your sin debt. It is absolutely free because you don't have enough money to pay for it. You don't have to join a church to be saved. You don't have to be in church to be saved. You don't have to get baptized to get saved from hell. You don't have to sing in the choir. You don't have to give any money to the church. You don't have to do good works to get saved. You ought to, what you need to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart. Believe in your heart that he, Jesus Christ, died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven to be with God Almighty in Jesus Christ. Now that's love for you. For God so loved the world. So believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, and pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Follow me in prayer as you're believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ came and suffered and bled and died. He went through hell for you and me. He died for our sins. He shed his blood for our sins as the Lamb of God who took away the sin of the world. He was buried because he truly died. And he rose on the third day by the power of God early one Sunday morning. And he's living today interceding for us at the right hand of God. So believe on him, as I did some 40 years ago, and I have never been the same. So follow me in prayer, repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. And he will save you tonight. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and that I have done evil in your sight. I have broken your Ten Commandments by lying, by stealing, by lusting after people and things, by dishonoring my parents, disobeying my parents, taking your holy name in vain, sometimes even with cursing. Now, Lord, that's just five of your Ten Commandments. As you know, I have committed many other sins. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon me. And please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, and in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for my sins, He suffered and he bled and he died for my sins as the sacrificial Lamb of God who took away the sin of the whole world, who died and was buried and rose on the third day. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul. Change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my evil life and to follow you in the new life, Lord Jesus. For it is in your name I pray and for your sake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior tonight, and you prayed that prayer and meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God in the Holy Bible, you are now saved from hell and you are on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. Congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ and receiving Him as your Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ Jesus, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you. We love you, and may God bless you real good is my prayer.